Good morning, Boker Tov, and welcome back to our 10 Minutes of Meaning. With great gratitude to our sponsors of the series for the year, our dear friends Chani and Lenny Grunstein, in memory of Chani's father, Mr. Aaron Tambor, Aaron Ben Yitzchak, our learning should be L'iloy Nishma. So we are on the 11th chapter of Nesilas Yesharim. The Ramchal has been describing to us the formula for how to live our best lives, how to live our best selves. That's what Nesilas Yesharim is all about. Rav Pinchas Ben Yair said, here is a 12-step program, master it, go step by step. Continue to improve and be committed to each of these qualities and character traits, and you will live your best self. You will make your greatest contribution to this world. You will find the greatest meaning in this world. Beginning with Zahiris, mindfulness, caution, being present in every thought, speech, and action. Zerizas, alacrity, zeal, enthusiasm, high energy, apply yourself, set goals and make resolutions, how to achieve them. And then this third attribute, the third quality, which is Nikias. The Ramchal can't possibly go through every single area of life, but he does identify what he says are central and core areas that if we can purge the temptation from ourselves, if we can master and discipline and regulate our lives, we can be our best selves. And he's gone through with several examples in the area of eating, in the area of honesty, in the area of truthfulness, in the area of promiscuity, in the area of competitiveness, in the area. He's gone through one by one all of these different areas to tell us that if we observe the Torah's prescription for how to live our lives, we can live our best selves. Which brings us up to Shabbos. Now, I wouldn't think that Shabbos would be a quality or character trait. Till now, he's been talking about not to be vulgar, promiscuous, not to tell a lie, to always tell the truth. He's been talking about giving out good advice, eating habits to maintain a healthy and good, healthy living. Shabbos and Yom Tov is a law, isn't it? Aren't they days on the calendar? Do they really belong within this list of qualities of trying to perfect ourselves? And the answer is yes. Shabbos and Yom Tov are so much more than days on the calendar. And they're so much more than a system of rigid laws that tell us how to live on those during those time periods. Shabbos and Yom Tov are a philosophy. We're entering a space. What the sanctuary was in space, the Shabbos is in time. Shabbos is a sanctuary in time. And we have to truly enter it, immerse ourselves in it, marinate there. Gemara in Shabbos uses the language, we say it Friday night, which means the halachos of Shabbos, they are many. The Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim, in his introduction to the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, which is Hilchos Shabbos, says you cannot possibly keep Shabbos, live Shabbos, if you don't know the laws of Shabbos. The laws of Shabbos are intricate and detailed. They are complex and they are difficult. And unless you immerse yourself in their study, you can't possibly know how do you separate the jelly beans? How do you heat the food? How do you make a tea? How do you do all the things in the different areas and components of Jewish life on Shabbos? Even rabbinic law, the rabbinic laws of Shabbos are important because the boundaries that were placed there and the rabbinic laws, for example, saying Kiddush on a cup of wine is a rabbinic law. Kiddush b'dvarim, you could say Kiddush with words in order to recite Kiddush midaraisa. But Kiddush on a cup is a dirabanan, and so many other dirabanans, even though they are midivrei chachamim yikarim, they are central, they're core, they're critically important. V'chein amr li'olam, al tishvus kalabei nachashrei smicha shvus even echleku bagidolei ador. Don't dismiss and don't minimize rabbinic laws. Rabbinic laws also form the foundation, the backbone of the Jewish life and living that we've come to know. So Ramchal says, that's not my point. There are many, many laws. Ramchal again lived in the 1700s, lived a long time ago, long before the Chafetz Chaim and the Mishneh Berurah. And already in his time, there were compendiums, there were encyclopedias that clearly organized and clearly communicated the intricate, detailed laws of Shabbos. You want to know the laws? Go learn the law. But that's not what he's talking about. It's not why he's including Shabbos and Yom Tov in a list of character traits towards living our best selves, towards living our most perfect selves. The reason he includes Shabbos and Yom Tov is they allow us to disconnect, to rediscover who we are, to recenter and recalibrate our lives. They allow us to have a taste of the world to come, a place of serenity, tranquility, and peace. These are all critical to our mental, spiritual, emotional well-being and health. These are not just a list of actions or behaviors. These are not just days on the calendar, but they're part of our very personality to become a Shabbos Jew. We mentioned last night in the last installment of our series on Living Your Best Selves that the Zohar, the Yerushalmi, described that the righteous, tzaddikim, tamidei chachamim, are bebechina Shabbos the entire week long. you're able to achieve an attitude, a philosophy, a personality of Shabbos the whole week. Just like on Shabbos, from sundown on Friday until nightfall on Motzei Shabbos, I disconnect from the noise and the chaos and the to-do lists and the obligation and the ruthless tasks of this world. I'm not focused on the data and the pandemic and the election. I've disconnected. I'm tasting a world to come. I'm tasting a world of menucha, menuchas hanefesh, of peace of mind, of rest for my soul and rest for my body and rest in every which way. I'm learning and singing and playing and laughing. So there are people, there are holy Jews who are able to achieve an attitude, a philosophy, a personality of Shabbos, not only on the weekends, but the whole week long. And I said then, I'll say again now, if you've met greatness, if you meet tzaddikim ge'onim, righteous men and women, then you know that even though they have the world on their shoulders, they have an enormous amount to do, they're calm, and they're peaceful, they're serene, they're focused on whatever's in front of them. They're able to live Shabbos, not only on Shabbos, but they're able to live what is the goal of Shabbos, the entire week long. What's very hard for many, for the masses, says the Ramchal, is to conform to the prohibition that you're not allowed to work, that you can't talk business. Some people confuse work, confuse what they do for a living with living. And if you're confused between what you do for a living and living, then it's really hard to turn it off on Shabbos. Because what you do for a living defines you. It's who you are. It's your very identity. So how do you disconnect? How do you unplug? How do you turn that off on Shabbos? You're still wheeling and dealing. You're still negotiating. You're still networking and making connection. You're always in sales mode. ABC, always be closing. So if your whole life you're closing, you're selling, if your entire life you're networking, if your entire life you're trying to advance your business goals and identity and agenda, then how do you turn that off for Shabbos? Ha'isar azem avur b'divrei anavi. Yishayo anavi already says the pasuk. Honor Shabbos. How? By abstaining from doing work, from your affairs, by refraining from your wants. Don't pursue your cheftecha. You want a bigger inch screen. You want a nicer Tesla. You want a bigger house. You want more in your bank account. You want to invest in more things. Shabbos is not the time. And v'daber dover. Be careful with how you speak. Whatever you can't do on Shabbos, you shouldn't talk about on Shabbos. You can't invest, you can't wheel and deal, you can't make a business, you can't transact, you can't buy. So if you can't do it on Shabbos, don't talk about it on Shabbos. Why would you want to carry that into Shabbos? On the one hand, some are invigorated. They love what they do. They love the work. They love the negotiation. It's amazing. And that's a beautiful life to live. But on the other hand, it comes with great responsibility and great anxiety and great worry. Why would you want to bring that into the Holy Shabbos? You are forbidden from looking into your portfolio, from checking your books on Shabbos. It's not for Shabbos. Shabbos you transcend, you rise above. Shabbos you disconnect. It'll all be there waiting after Avdallah. It'll all be there after the fact. 25 hours, you get reprieve. Who wouldn't want it? Who wouldn't want it? You're not allowed to even be planning for after Shabbos. You can't say, I'm going to do this tomorrow. Oh, it's a big sale. I'm going to buy this tomorrow. I'm going to invest in this tomorrow. I'm going to sell that tomorrow. I'm going to move that tomorrow. That totally diminishes and demeans. It compromises and corrupts your sense of Shabbos. Shabbos is the greatest gift. He didn't give it to the rest of the world. Hashem only gave it to us. Shabbos is the spice that makes everything taste better. Shabbos is what rejuvenates our soul. It recalibrates our moral compass. It gives us back our set of priorities. But in order to achieve it, it's not just observing the laws. You could abstain from all 39 categories of creative labor and still yet not have kept a Shabbos. V'shamru b'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos. You have to be a shomer Shabbos means don't do borer and tochein and lush and bishol. To be a shomer Shabbos means don't violate the laws. B'shomer b'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos. La'asos es ha-Shabbos l'dorosam. But if you want l'dorosam, if you want the future generations to embrace Shabbos the way you do, then la'asos es ha-Shabbos. It's not enough to observe the detailed laws of Shabbos. La'asos. You have to make Shabbos. Make Shabbos geshmak. Make Shabbos. We're not talking about finals or tests or reopening of school. We're not talking about data and pandemic. We're not talking about elections and stock market. We're not talking about business. We're not talking about the things that introduce stress, anxiety, worry, debate, contentiousness. We're talking about Shabbos. Ooh, Yom Shekulo Shabbos. Me'ein Olam Haba. La'asos is a Shabbos. Let's make Shabbos fun. Let's sing. Let's share inspiration and motivation. Let's tell stories. Let's play games. Let's chap a shluf. Let's read. Let's do the Shabbos that, let's do on Shabbos what gives us back our soul. If we want Ladoro Sama, if we want the future generations to embrace and observe a rich Shabbos, then it's not just Vishamru. You can't just observe and keep Shabbos, but la'asos. We have to craft and mold and create the sense of Shabbos. So the Ramchal says, we've talked about a few smattering sample of the mitzvos. He says, I specifically chose the things that people struggle the most to observe. What we look at, how we speak, telling the truth, Shabbos avoiding these topics. And from here we can extrapolate and apply to all the other areas of Jewish life. Because everything that Hashem told us has many corollaries. And there are many subcategories. Mehem chamurim and mehem kalim. Some are very strict and stringent, and some are less. Umisharotzli osnaki. But if you want to achieve this quality, the third quality in our formula for perfection, then you have to learn to be a naki. Learn to not be struggling, not be tempted, but rather learn to purge it. Create a Shabbos where that becomes your standard and default sense of Shabbos. Create a way of speaking that you don't exaggerate or lie. Create a way of living that you don't look at and you're not tempted by. Our goal is to be clean and pure from all of them. We've achieved this. If you think it's impossible and how can we do it, I'll tell you some of us have achieved it in certain areas of our life. I have never, Baruch Hashem, bli ayin hara. I've never in my life been tempted by non-kosher, by a cheeseburger, by a piece of pork, by novella. Bacon looks pretty good, I'll be honest, but I've never reached for it. I've never thought of having any of it. Why? It's the way I was raised. I never tasted it in my life. I'm not tempted by it. I don't struggle it. I'm able to walk right by it. It's not something. There's a sense of nakiyus from it. I'm naki from nevela. It's just not in my, it's not baba cheshbon. So what we've achieved in certain areas of our life, we are able to achieve in others. If we work on it and we're mindful of it and with zrizus we pursue it and we create goals and resolutions to achieve it, then we can identify other areas of our life that it's not that I do the right thing in the end, but it took a struggle to get there, where we could overcome and eliminate even the struggle. Nikias, a sense of purity, a sense of innocence. And we'll continue, please God, with this next week. We continue at 8:45 with Living with the Moon. At 9 o'clock tonight, we're going back behind the Bima. This week's special guest, Rav Judah Michelle, very inspiring, my dear friend, Rav Judah. 9 o'clock tonight. If you're on YouTube, please like or subscribe our channel. See everybody back in about 15 minutes. Thank you again to the Grunsteins. Stay happy, stay healthy, and stay holy.